Our story begins at the Westside Hospital, where Alexandra is talking with Adriana in the group therapy room.
What's going on, Adriana? You have some news for me?
I think I've remembered something. Something big.
Remembered what?
Well, I know this is going to sound out there, but I think I was pregnant when I was 15.
Pregnant?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
I don't want everybody at Westside to know.
Did you remember this in your session with Dr. Hunt?
Well, I actually remembered in a dream. Dr. Hunt isn't sure if it's real memory or not.
Adriana, this isn't a soap opera, you know. You think you might have had a baby you didn't know about? How is that possible?
I don't know if it even is, but it seemed very real to me.
And if you had a baby, what happened to it?
Well, I didn't remember actually having the baby, only being pregnant.
What is Dr. Hunt going to do about this? More hocus-pocus, hypnosis?
Yes, we're going to try to remember more in my next session.
Adriana, if this is true, it means we were pregnant at the same time.
You mean when you were pregnant with Eric's child?
I wasn't sure if you remembered that or not.
How could I forget? It was an interesting story. And it made me wonder if the daughter you gave away even knows she's adopted or if she's ever looked for you.
I have always told myself she was better off. I couldn't have been a mother that young.
But what about now? Aren't you curious to know what happened to her?
Of course. But those memories of Eric were way too painful for me to relive.
I understand. And whatever happened to me was obviously so bad that I blacked it all out.
At TM Productions, Todd has just arrived to meet Hannah for dinner.
Hey, beautiful.
Hey there, handsome.
Are you ready to go? I had to work through lunch today and I'm starving.
Me too.
Oh, hey, Cupcake, listen, what time did we make that meeting with that band, Ashes Are Nutritious?
Tomorrow at 11.
Oh, right. Hey, it's whatchamacallit, Malone. Good to see you.
Charlie, do you think it's appropriate to call one of your employees Cupcake in the office, or at all?
Oh, come on, buddy, are you kidding? Hannah's not just my employee, she's a friend. And a very sweet one, just like a cupcake. So, why not?
Well, she's also my girlfriend, and to be perfectly honest, I'm not too fond of the nickname.
Whoa. Cupcake didn't realize your little boyfriend was the jealous type. Am I seeing the green-eyed monster here, or what?
Charlie, Todd and I were just leaving for dinner.
I'm not jealous, Charlie. I just don't think you know where to draw the line sometimes. So I'm just giving you some friendly advice.
Well, that's very nice of you, Todd, but we're not friends. And I'm doing just fine without your advice. But thanks anyway.
Let's go, Hannah.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Goodbye, Cupcake.
In the master bedroom of her penthouse, Larissa is looking through her jewelry box.
Now, where is that diamond pendant? And my emerald earrings. I know they were in here. I've been robbed.
At Murphy's Law, Charlie is sitting at a corner table with Dirk Endicott.
So, what's up, Professor Heartthrob? How the hell is this teaching gig going?
So far, so good. It's been 2 days.
You know, I'm still in awe of the fact that you even took this job. You're in your early 20s, man, and loaded. You should be out partying.
I did my fair share of partying in college.
And so what? Now it's just over? You're retiring from the single bachelor life to be a settled down junior English teacher? What about your old man? I mean, what's he saying about all this?
Oh, man, don't even go there. I'm doing something for the community, something I think I'll enjoy, and my father's disappointed in me. I could rob a bank as long as I worked for Endicott Software, but teaching makes me a complete failure. How did you get around your father when he wanted you to work for Dean Industries?
Oh, please, I just sat him down and told him, I'm interested, and when I'm 30, I'll consider it.
And he was fine with that?
No, I'm sure he wasn't happy about that. But, you know, he knew me. He had such a contentious relationship with my brother that I think he probably didn't want to go there with me anyway. It really drove Blake to take over the family business, you know?
So what's been going on with you? I've seen you maybe 2 times in the last year. I'm tired of all these phone conversations and quick emails.
I've been busy, buddy, man, with this production company that I bought, and, you know...
Do you even know what the hell you're doing there?
What, at the production company? Of course, man. I'm a singer, remember? I have an eye for talent. I plan on putting it to good use. And, you know, I have people who know the business end of things that will take care of that part of it.
I can't believe I ever played in a band with you. Seems like a lifetime ago.
Really? Nah, it's only been a couple years.
You kind of dropped the whole thing after you met Rebecca.
Oh, God, please don't ever say that name to me again. That woman was a vulture. She nearly destroyed my life. Then there was Adriana, another one. Women. You can't live with them and you can't live with them.
So you're not seeing anyone now? I've never known you not to have your eye on someone.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong, man. I have my eye on someone. This pretty little lady, Miss Gretchen.
Gretchen. I think you mentioned her to me before.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I did. She's the one that her sister was dating Blake and it ended badly. But we're still friends.
Just friends?
Yeah, why not, for now? She's special, Dee, you know, so I'm willing to take things slow.
That'll be a first. It must be killing you.
Why are you laughing? Believe it or not, man, I've matured some in my old age.
24 isn't exactly old, but yeah, you're still an old man to me.
And what about you? Are you dating any hot broads?
Not lately. I'm going to focus on this teaching gig for a while.
Perfect. You're a teacher. You've got a bunch of hot little high school chicks running around.
Yeah, you're sick, man. Totally sick.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.